Stefan Ariari Diekwame walked this neighborhood in Abidjan every day to visit people living with HIV/AIDS.
Y no, ya te entendiste si yo
no. No,
treatment with antiretroviral drugs can reduce mother-to-child transmission during pregnancy and birth. Kwame works for the local NGO Lumière Action, which runs a treatment center nearby. He says people fall out of treatment for many reasons. Some become discouraged, some become misguided by charlatans touting cures, others don't have enough money to pay for transport to the clinic, and then there's the stigma.
Just last week, a couple came to the clinic and they recognized one of the nurses, so they didn't want to come back to get a treatment. They asked me to bring it to them. They stigmatize themselves sometimes.
The clinic also offers free HIV tests. Ivory Coast made antiretroviral medications free in 2008. Since then, the percentage of people on ARVs has doubled to about 30%. But aid groups say this is still too low. Clinics frequently run out of stock.
For first line treatment, there is no problem. But for the second line, there are always stocks out. We are people living with HIV and AIDS. We are told we have a lifelong treatment to follow. We cannot understand that today there are stockouts.
Since last year, an alert system has been implemented. When a clinic runs out of stock, it contacts RIP Plus, a coalition of 68 local NGOs working on HIV/AIDS. RIP Plus gets in touch with the Ivorian authorities to try to get the medicine. Treatment with antiretroviral drugs can slow the virus spread in the body and delay the onset of AIDS. Antiretroviral drugs, or ARVs, in Ivory Coast are financed by initiatives like the Global Fund and PEPFAR, along with the government, but the demand remains high, and so is the cost.
We could better the situation by producing the ARVs locally, not necessarily within the country, but within the sub-region. That could lower the costs.
About 80% of ARVs used in Africa are imported from abroad, and many countries are pushing to produce locally. South Africa recently announced the creation of a state-owned company to manufacture ARVs there.